since I graduated in 2010, I've had two different positions. I've been a financial counsellor and a case manager in the placement prevention program. All the two positions were very different, which was fantastic. Get a bit of an idea about working in different areas. Financial counselling was very fast. People would come in and have their half an hour meeting, and you were talking about debt collection and people being hassled by debt collectors, and just so the issues were around debt, and it was really. I was on a steep learning curve, and so that was fantastic. So I learned as much as the clients that I was talking to. And placement prevention was at the Aboriginal Co-op here in Bendigo, which was great. So I got to do a lot of intensive in-house interviews. So spending a lot of time with Aboriginal families, sitting in the kitchens, having a coffee, having kids sitting on my laps, just talking about what was happening in their lives. But the main issue in that area was child protection. So these families were at risk of having their children removed from them. So also a lot of emotion, but it was lovely to spend time with the families.
Since I graduated from La Trobe University with a social work degree, I've worked for an Australian Disability Employment Service in Bendigo, Victoria, within the Disability Employment Services stream, Commonwealth funded. Our work involves working with people with disability, whether it is physical impairment, mental illness, intellectual disability, and trying to assist them to find employment within the open employment sector. Our goal is that everyone should have the opportunity to obtain employment if that's their wish.
I've been doing a variety of work, mainly in the family violence sector, and I've had some really strong practice experience in that. I'm currently working in the homelessness sector as well as the network coordinator for the Loddon Mallee Homelessness Network.
Well, probably the most satisfying bit is realising that I love it. I've gone back to study now, I'm doing my PhD and I miss it. So that's been wonderful to find out, because you do the whole degree and you think, oh my gosh, am I even going to like it? So getting in the job, it's actually a little bit addictive. It's in your mind, you know, when you go home afterwards and you think, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? Because you're creating something, you're creating a better way for people. And so I found that part of it addictive, and so I really loved it. The challenges would be, and you learn it, you're constantly learning it, and that would be the home-work balance. You know, you almost take off your Superman outfit when you get home, and you have to do it. You have to sit there and like, right, I'm not this person anymore. I'm just at home and relaxing. And I think that's really a big part about not having burnout, because you do love it, but then it does take a lot out of you. And as long as you can work on that home-life balance, then that really adds to your a career as a social worker, that you can continue, you know, be there the next month, be there the next year.
What I find most satisfying about being a social worker is the ability to advocate upon behalf of people in need. 1 in 5 Australians have a disability, and more people are now identifying as having a disability, and we advocate for those people with disability to enter into the workforce. We advocate for them legal needs, assist them with linking of housing, health organisations, community organisations, financial services. It's our role is to assist a person with disability in those areas so that they can hopefully move into open and ongoing sustainable employment.
There are so many issues and it's so varied, and that's one of the strong things that I love about doing social work. A lot of issues at the moment relate to policy and current government positioning as well, and the policy direction for the homelessness and family violence sectors. When you're dealing with clients, there's so many satisfying experiences, but some of them can include actually making a difference and a change in people's lives and helping them navigate some of the system and sector experiences that they may not be otherwise able to navigate as successfully if they didn't engage with services.